Erev Shabbos, Parshas Truma, Tavshin Samach Tes. Zech Nishmas, Miriam Bas Baruch. We start Parshas Truma this week, which takes us through the end of the Sefer, Shemais Truma Tetzaveh, part of Kisisa, Vayakal Pekudei, which deal with the building of the Mishkan, collecting the nine materials that was needed for the Mishkan, planning it out, instructions, and then finally the building of it. Which all the Mefarshim, the Ramban already in Parshas Vayakal, asks, why would the Torah spend so much time, and so many pages, so much ink, about the building of the Mishkan, which was took them through the 40 years in the Mizbar, plus another 369 years after that in Eretz Yisrael before they built the Beis HaMikdash. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built, you have the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and Mirtz Hashem soon will have the third Beis HaMikdash. Why would so much time be spent on the Mishkan, which seemed to be something that was temporary? However, we have a Gemara which Rashi brings this Chazal in the name of the Medrash. Oh, thank you. And the Torah, right at Revi, tells us Vasisas Hakiroshim La Mishkan, a very famous Rashi. We'll see what the Gemara says on this. Vasisas Hakiroshim La Mishkan, you will make the planks for the Mishkan, the poles that went all around the sides of the Mishkan. Atse shitim oimdim. You make them from shitim wood, oimdim. They should stand. So the Gemara, we'll see in a minute, says, what do you have to tell me they will stand? I mean, how else are they going to put them horizontally? You're not going to get the measurements we have. So if you put them horizontally, there's no way you're going to be able to fit it into the measurements that are given. So obviously they're oimdim. Obviously they're standing upward. So why do you have to tell me that? That's the Gemara's question. But Rashi says, why does it say Vasir says HaKirashim, the Kirashim? When it talks about the Arin, it says Vasu as Arin, make an ark. Vasisu Shulchan, make a table. Vasisu Menaira, a Menaira. Here it says Vasir says HaKirashim, make the planks, those special planks, as if we knew about these planks before. Where did they have these planks from? Where did they have these Atse Shittim to make these planks? And Rashi tells us, "Ma'u hakiroshim me'oisen ha'imdim me'yuchan lakach." Those that are already specified and designated for it. Yaakov Avinu planted these arozim in Mitzrayim. When he got there, he planted these cedar trees because he foresaw with Ruach HaKodesh that his children will eventually leave Mitzrayim, go into the Midbar, and therefore he said, Hashem will command them, will instruct them to build this Mishkan, this tabernacle, and these will cedar trees already be prepared, perfect to make these tall kerushim, the planks to go around the entire Mishkan. Fine. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, May the Siv Atzei Shitim Oimdim. Why does it say you shall take these wood, the cedar wood now, and make them planks standing up? Why the extra word standing up? Obviously they're going to be stood up. Says the Gemara, Shema Taimar, maybe you will say Ovad Sivron Ubotel Sichuyon. Maybe you will say that the promise has been lost, Ovad Ubotel Sichuyon, or the hope that you have in this is no longer. Talmud Leimar Oimdin, they are standing. Sha'imdin la'olam la'olamim, they are standing forever. It says the Gemara here that these planks that went around the Mishkan are going to be standing forever. And Rashi says, maybe you'll think Mishanignazu, once they already hidden away and put away Ovad Sivron Shalo Yeshuvu Oid, maybe there's no more hope for them. There's no more longing for the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was something temporary. We don't have it anymore. says the Gemara, Oimdin, based on this pasuk, V'yosisa sakaroshim la-mishkan, you shall make these planks for the Mishkan, atzei shitim oimdim, they will be standing planks. Why standing? Says the Gemara, that extra word is standing, is to say they will be standing forever. So here, we're led into something that we didn't know until now. We thought the Mishkan was something temporary. They traveled with them in the desert, and then was the temporary Beis HaMikdash, the prelude to the Beis HaMikdash, before the actual temple, the Beis HaMikdash, was built. But once we have the Beis HaMikdash, we have the first, the second, and Emir Tzashem will have the third. But the Mishkan will be no longer. And here you see from this Gemara, that's not the case. Somehow the Mishkan will be still standing. What's the idea? So says the Ber Yosef, the Ber Yosef Salant, that there's a Chazal in the Tanah de Be'Eliyahu, something that Eliyahu Anavi told Rav Anan, and recorded here in Tanah de Be'Eliyahu. And Eliyahu Anavi says, "Ubamnei ma nitman hamishkan ad hayom hazeh? Why was the Mishkan hidden away until this day? Why was it put away, hidden, but yet waiting to come back?" Says the Chazal, "Bamnei sha'asa'uhu kaksherim benidvas libam." Because those who gave to the Mishkan, those who donated to the Mishkan, did so with a gracious heart, with nedivus lev. V'kosha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahafsid kol ma she'asu aksherim benidvas libam. It's too difficult for Hashem to say, you know, those who gave with such a giving heart and so generously to the Mishkan, those who put in so much effort to build the Mishkan, should it only be temporary? Hashem says, I can't make this temporary. This is going to last forever. Ula asid, and in the future, Yaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will come back, v'yishra b'seichai kamida rishayna. And just like those first days, which is the 40 years in the desert, where Hashem rested His presence in this Mishkan that we know of, these planks with the vessels inside, Hashem says, in the future, it will come back, and I will rest my presence again. Why? Because of how much effort was put into the Mishkan. How much effort was put into the Mishkan? Back in Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov Avinu was mourning for 22 years over his beloved son Yosef, thinking that he's gone, he's dead, and finally he's told, word is sent to him, and he sees the wagons that Yosef sends, which is indicative that he is still alive and well, and he gives the message to come to down to Mitzrayim for this reunion. So Yaakov Avinu, he's mourning for 22 years. He says his life is not worth living anymore. And yet, now he finds that his son is alive, Yosef is alive. I must go down. El chaveh erenu b'teremom. Let me go down before I die. I want to go see him. And he prepares his whole family, and they're going with the 70 souls, they're going down to Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, Vayakum Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. He gets up from Be'er Sheva and he goes and travels. And says the Medrash, Be'er Sheva, that's not where Yaakov Avinu was. Says the Medrash, Yaakov Avinu took a detour. Took a detour? Could you imagine? You're going to, person is waiting for, to see his son. He hasn't seen, you know, his son went to the army and he hasn't seen him for 20 years. And now finally, there's a place, there's a meeting place they could go see. And then, oh, you know what, I have to take a detour first. I have to go, check something out. You know, my grandfather put something away, and I'm going to go check that out first, and then I'm going to... What is he doing? He took a detour to Be'er Sheva because his grandfather, Avram Avinu, planted cedars, and he's going to cut them down to take with them. So, good that Avram Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh, foresaw that he would need... But Yaakov Avinu, the strength of character that he did, that he overcame his human emotions to want to see his son as quickly as possible. So I'm doing this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. I know Hashem wants him to ultimately build a Mishkan. I'm going to not go where my human emotions will take me, go immediately to Mitzrayim to see my son and embrace him. I'm going to take a detour and make sure to go through the bother, the trouble of chopping down these cedar trees. doesn't take a moment to do that. Chop them down and cut them into lumber and lug them all the way to Mitzrayim. But this is what Yaakov Avinu did. And Hashem says, that is special to me. That is so dear to me that Yaakov Avinu would do that. In place of wanting to see his son as quickly as possible, he would do so for the sake of me to have this wood prepared. That's what the Chazal say, the Ksherim B'Nidvas Libam. And then on top of that, you go to Mitzrayim. What happened in Mitzrayim? The Jews finally, after 210 years of being tortured and persecuted in Mitzrayim, finally they said, go, leave, you can get out of here in the middle of the night. They chased us out in the middle of the night. And they said, no, we're going to run out. We don't even have time to prepare food. The dough will bake on the back of our shoulders. But yet, wait, we can't leave yet. Let's go get the lumber, chop down those trees which Yaakov Avinu had replanted in Mitzrayim, chop them down and prepare them, make them to the, and then lug them out through the Yam Suf, middle of the night, being chased at, that we need. It's not so much that the gold and the silver that they gave to the Mishkan, that they got from the loot at the sea from the Mitzrayim, and they became rich men. That they gave, even so, that itself was an assignment, that was a challenge. But these crushing, these planks, which, you know how much effort was put into that? You know how many human emotions were put aside for the sake of God in this case? That Avram would plant them, and then Yaakov Avinu, before going down, would detour to go get these planks. And the Jews in Mitzrayim, before leaving, would risk their lives to go make sure to take these planks. These planks, Hashem says, these planks will stay forever. Atzei shittim oimdim. Here it says in our pasuk, Vosisa sakroshim la mishkan atzei shittim oimdim. These atzei shittim. It's not, we're not told about the shulchan that stays forever. We're not told about the aron that it stays forever. Even though we know that they were put away and buried. But the pasuk only tells us the atzei shittim of the krushim. These acacia woods of the krushim, of the planks of the Mishkan, they stay forever. Why? Because Hashem says, you know how much effort was put into this for my sake? This I can't lose. This Hashem says, it's too difficult for me. Lahafsid komasha osu akshem benidvas libam. Hashem says, in the future, I am going to rest my presence again in that same Mishkan. So we think that the Mishkan was something temporary. It was for one time and that's it. No, according to this, the Mishkan is going to come back. Even though we'll have a third Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishkan will come back. How it will be, I don't really know. Maybe it'll be two. There'll be the big Beis HaMikdash and there'll be the Mishkan. Hashem says that Mishkan will remain forever. These planks that so much effort was put into, for Hashem's sake, they will remain forever. And therefore, it's now explainable, says the Be'er Yosef, why we spend so much time on the Mishkan. Something that seems like it was in the past. It's not in the past. It was in the past, it's in the present, and it will be in the future. We're reading about it now because this is what's going to come back in the future. We're reading about now that whatever a person puts in effort, and he puts his human emotions aside, and puts his heart into it for Hashem's sake, will remain forever. Hashem will say, that's too difficult for me just to make it temporary. It will always remain. And we'll end off, because we're in the month of Adar, which always comes around Parshas Truma, the month of Adar. And we have a special mitzvah when we enter into Adar. What's that?
Mar b'simcha.
Mi shenichnes Adar, mar b'simcha. But this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in the Tainus Chavtesam and Aleph, Amar of Yehuda Breider, Shmuel Parshilim, Shmuel the Rab, Kishen, Shemisha nichnas av mematin misimcha, kach misha nichnas ador marbe misimcha. Just as when we enter the month of Av, we minimize our simcha, because that was the month of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, so too when we enter into the month of Adar, we increase our joy, we increase our simcha. What does one have to do with the other? What's the connection of one? That's one thing. We minimize simcha. And in this month, we increase simcha. What does one have to do with the other? Because they both talk about happiness. Don't talk about simcha. Says the Sfas Emes, that as we feel, when we're in the month of Av, depending on how much we feel at a loss of simcha, depending how much we decrease our simcha, because Hashem's house is in ruins, depending how much we feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, so too Hashem will allow us to rejoice in the month of Adar. He will allow us to rejoice in the month of the building of the Mishkan, depending on how we minimize that simcha in the month of Av. Says the Sfasemis, one is dependent on the other. If we indeed felt there was a loss and we hope for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, Hashem says, then I'll allow you to rejoice properly. And it's the same idea that this Medrash is saying, that those things that so much effort was put into for the sake of Hashem, Hashem says that will remain forever. Those things are Oimdim, those that remain forever. Not necessarily the other things in the Mishkan, but the Krushim, which Yaakov Avinu detoured to get, and the Bnei Yisrael on the way out of Mitzrayim, put in the effort to take out with them, those things will remain forever. And this Mishkan, as Hashem says, will come back, and I will once again rest my presence in that Mishkan. And that Mishkan will rest his presence, and that's what the Chazal say. As we feel for Hashem, for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, so too we have the permission to rejoice in the month of Adar.